Back in Calgary, it's the halftime huddle for Salford Group, the Wireless Age, Pioneer Protector, Harvest Max, CR, and Redhead Equipment. And it is our distinct pleasure to be joined in the broadcast booth by the great Jack Newman. I call him Calgary's John Lynch. You take that as a compliment, I hope.
Yeah, I do.
You are the longtime sports information officer at the University of Calgary and a wonderful football man. Jack,
great to be here with you, Rod.
Yeah, I always enjoy our time on the air together. Your thoughts on the first half here?
Well, anytime you have a possession for Saskatchewan of 19-36 to 10-24 for Calgary, I think you should be up by at least another touchdown. At least it's a 9-point game right now. You take away that special teams run by Morris of Calgary, it's 19-3, but Saskatchewan's had some great drives. They just haven't been able to put it in for touchdowns, and they've had to settle for field goals. They flipped the field on a couple of really nice drives, especially that one drive. I think it was, what, 7-8 minutes, Rod?
8:06
or whatever it was. And, they had first down their 5-yard line. They marched right down the field. But sadly, they have had to settle for 3 points instead of getting touchdowns.
And you're talking about the Rider offense. But still, Jack, 219 yards passing alone by Zach in that first half. 269 as a team.
Yeah, very impressive.
Well, it's their best offensive showing of the year, and it's against the number one defense. I got to say, a lot of people would be surprised by this.
They're playing awfully well. It's a different football team than the game I saw on TV against Winnipeg a week ago.
Oh, not even close.
Right, and what they've also shown is great resiliency. Right after that special teams TD that Calgary went ahead and scored, they came right down and had a nice, great drive, 4 plays for 74 yards, and they're moving the ball really, really well. A little concerned with the sacks that they've given up at the inopportune times. But that comes with a lot with an offensive line that has some new people in there.
There's no doubt about that. But at this point, Jack, I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth.
You got that right. Declare a dividend.
Right. I'm just happy with what they've done.
Yep, they've played awfully well.
But you, against a Calgary team that you never sleep on. So flip it for a second. I know what they can do in the second half, Calgary. But what isn't happening for them in the first half?
Saskatchewan's defense is playing awfully well. You got to remember, they're without a pretty good football player in Charleston Hughes along the defensive line. I think Jeter stepped up a bit and has played well. I think Saskatchewan, when they have Charleston Hughes and Jefferson, have the two best ends in the league. Those guys are a force. They're very, very good football players. Iguavin, the outside linebacker, is very, very good. And Cameron Marshall is one of the best shutdown corners in the league. And they're playing awfully well. Granted, Calgary's got their 4 starting receivers out, but the bottom line is Saskatchewan's got some starters out too on defense, especially Hughes. But they are playing awfully well defensively. You take away the special teams play, that touchdown, and it's a 19-3 football game for Saskatchewan.
I got to say this. You've known Charleston Hughes a long time, right? The Calgary Stampeders thought a lot of him.
Great player.
They traded him away simply because of age and salary. But the Riders, you know, they were disappointed not to have him, Jack. But I know they felt they could win without Charleston. Not maybe long-term, but in a one-game showdown. And they hope it's only a one-game showdown here today. It's killing Charleston not to be here, but the defense has been fantastic. And it's not necessarily from up front, but Bo Levi, not necessarily all from up front, Bo Levi only had 9 yards passing in the second quarter.
That's not impressive. Calgary has not had 100 yards in a half. I think they got 91 yards offense in the first half. When you give up 91 yards in the offense in the first half, that's a hell of a half of football.
Well, we'll see what's up in the next half. Jocko, thanks for coming in.
Pleasure to be on here with you, Rod.
See you in Phoenix.
We'll see you in Phoenix. And John Lynch, if you're listening, all the best.
We love you.
Guys like Al Ford, people like that, great friends of mine.
You bet. We're at the half here at McMahon Stadium. Riders up 19-10. The halftime huddle continues after this break on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Riders up 19-10 here in Calgary. We're brought to you by Nick's Service, TruFlex Canola with Roundup Ready Technology and your Saskatchewan Party Caucus. I could go through the scoring summary, but let's just go with the halftime rewind. The radio highlights thus far brought to you by Anderson Collision and Glass, now doing SGI accident repair and estimates. Get a free courtesy car for all insurance and glass repair. Open at 7 a.m. Ready Parodies moves the tee to the middle of the field, right between the hash marks, and walks off his 9-yard approach. Stampeders in black, Rough Riders in white, and 15 in the CFL. Underway here from Calgary. From 50 yards out, Lowther gets his leg into it, plenty of distance, and he's good from 50 yards out, and the Riders score first today in Calgary, 3-0. Bartel Boots down to the Calgary 32. Romar Morris had a hole up the middle. 40, 45, 50 midfield. Romar Morris is gone. Romar Morris all the way to the house. Touchdown, Stampeders. No flags. 78 yards. And the Stampeders lead. And Caleros will line up in shotgun. Twin tight ends for the Riders. Jack Evans, the motion man. The give is to Trey Mason inside. Touchdown, Riders! Mason is second of the year, and the Riders regain the lead. Rennie Paradis, number 3 in field goal percentage in the CFL at 89%, lines up a 25-yarder. Snaps back, kick is up from Paradis, and he's good from 25 yards out, and this game's tied. Back-to-back sacks by Calgary to force the Riders into a field goal attempt here for Brent Lowther, who was good from 50 yards earlier. This from 27. Josh Bartel gets it down. Lowther gets it off, and he's good. And the Riders lead 13-10. Brett Lowther's made from 27 and 50 yards today. Josh Bartel to hold from 49 yards out, just inside the far right hash to cap this monster Rider drive. Snaps back. Kick is on its way from Lowther, and he is automatic from 49 yards, and the Riders add to their lead, 16-10 now in Calgary. Lowther on the final play of the first half strokes it through from 31 yards out, and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders will go into the break with a 19-10 lead. There you go, the radio highlights, and it was all Brett Lowther in that second quarter, accounting for 9 of the Riders' points in this game. And at the break, it's Saskatchewan 19, Calgary 10. Stampeders are spilling out of the tunnel, soon to be joined on the field by the Riders. The second half kickoff is coming up next. You're listening to the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.